This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear viewers. In today's episode of the Understanding Islam series, we embrace a beautiful topic: the Islamic practices when welcoming a newborn into this world. Now, the first practice that I hope to discuss with you all is the reading of the Adhan in the newborn's right ear. Now, this is a beautiful practice, ensuring the first sounds that the child, that the infant hears in this world are the noble and glorious words of the declaration of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The glory of Allah, the grandeur of Allah, praising Allah. And this is a practice that has a blessed and profound effect on the child. Now, it is important to note at this juncture that the tradition of reading the Iqama in the child's left ear is not substantiated with strong evidence. I'd like to put that out there. So the Adhan, yes, the Iqama, we don't have strong evidence to back it. The next action that is prescribed is something called Tahniq. So this is a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where something like dates, okay, you take a date, and obviously it's a newborn, you can't feed the entire date. A tiny piece of date is mashed, it's softened with one's fingers, and is placed in the child's mouth, ushering the baby into the world with sweetness and the blessings of the sunnah, accompanied by prayers for their well-being. The next important action is naming the child. Now, the name of the child holds immense significance. I've spoken about this in many a place, because at the end of the day, it is a dua. Each time you call the child, it is a dua. When, for example, if you name someone Abdullah, you're basically, each time you call Abdullah, Abdullah, servant of Allah. If you name someone Salih, righteous, each time you call the child Salih, Salih, or righteous one, or righteous one, it is a form of dua. So this can be performed either on the first day as the child is born, or the seventh day post birth. And then there is flexibility. It does not have to be on the first or the seventh day. It can be on the second, third, fourth. But it's ideal to be on the first or the seventh day, because with regards to the seventh day, we do have indications from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And it is important to give the child a virtuous and meaningful name. In another video in the future, inshallah, I'll talk about more details in terms of how, or rather the principles with regards to naming a child. Now, we have the next important action, and this is the aqiqah. So on the seventh day, we observe the aqiqah. Now, this is a significant tradition that marks a noble initiation for the newborn. It involves a sacrifice, okay, that is intended to bring the child close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, symbolizing a warm welcome into the Islamic community. So once the sacrifice is done, the meat can be divided in such a way where a portion of it is given to the poor. A portion of it is given as celebration to family and friends, okay? And one portion of it can be cooked by the family that has been blessed with the child for their own celebration. Another way to go about with it is that the animal is slaughtered, the animals are slaughtered, and basically the meat is cooked and it is distributed. So the meat is cooked and family, friends, the poor are all invited for a ceremony, for a celebration, for a feast, and everybody is fed through that as well. Through this, you can basically fulfill this particular sunnah as well. So now, this ceremony also includes shaving the baby's head. Now, this is a practice, again, rooted in purification. It is rooted in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it symbolizes the child's purification and the start of their life as a Muslim. Following this, it is encouraged to give charity in gold or silver equivalent to the weight of the newborn's shaved hair. So the weight of the newborn's shaved hair, the value of gold or silver, should be given out in charity. This is another beautiful practice to bring in the spirit of generosity and communal connection from the earliest moments of the child's life. The next action in place is circumcision. Now, this is again considered a very important practice. It is obligatory for boys, and this is in alignment with the pure and natural inclinations of a human being. And like I said, it is obligatory for males, and it is essential as it is connected to matters of purity, which are very important for prayers. So with that, I conclude this video, and I hope, you know, this video sheds enough light into these beautiful and enriching practices that serve as a beautiful welcome for a newborn into this world, into the Islamic faith, initiating them onto a path of righteousness from their very first moments in this world. Thank you for being with me on this video today. And as I end this session, I sincerely pray for every newborn to be blessed with a life full of faith, full of iman, full of guidance, full of light and good health. Ameen. I encourage you to share your experiences, or if you have any questions, down in the comments below, inshallah ta'ala. So I look forward to talking to you all in another video. So until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.